We are going to call this special meeting of the Board of Regents to order. Mr. Gould, could you please call the roll?
Thank you. Regent Carter.
Here.
Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Vice Chair DuBrava.
Here.
Chair Geddes.
Here.
Regent Hayes. He told me he was on the phone, so hopefully he can hear me. Are you here, Regent Hayes? Okay, we're not hearing you. Regent Levine.
Here.
Regent McAdoo.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent Moran. Regent Page.
Here.
Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Trachuk.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Could you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? Regent Page, could you lead us?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible,
and justice for all,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will now make a special note. We have two birthdays today. Winter Lipson and Angela Palmer, it's their birthday today. And we share it with them and make it a special day by having them come to a special meeting.
Happy birthday to Angela. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank
That's
you very
the
much.
That keeps on giving. We will now get item number one, public comment. Mr. Gould.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have quite a bit of public comment today, mainly around the CSN contract, so I'll read these as briefly, quickly as I can. Dear Chancellor Riley and other chancellors, this is from Chris Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N. I am writing to thank you for not accepting the Nevada Faculty Alliance contract and to ask that you don't accept it even with the new changes. It is unfair to faculty and it is put forth mainly to award unfair advantages to those on the collective bargaining committee. When my significant other was hired, he had a choice between being hired as a market hire or tenure track. The market hire salary was about $10,000 a year more than the tenure track position. It also came with much less responsibility than the tenure track position. Before becoming tenured, tenure track employees sit on several committees and have many obligations market hires don't. Because he is dedicated to the college and wanted a career with stability, my significant other chose the tenure track position, something many other professors have done over the years. The NFA's contract allows market hire employees to apply for tenure, which is not fair since they have made at least $10,000 a year more as market hires than those who chose tenure track. Also, the time allotted to apply for tenure track as a market hire is 1 year, which benefits only a very small number of faculty, such as those on the collective bargaining team. It is inequitable to allow market hires to now become tenured, since if we take it back only 5 years, market hires have made about $50,000 more over 5 years than someone who chose tenure track. As the saying goes, they have their cake and they want to eat it too. USC educated and worked for the Los Angeles School District for years. LAUSD contract negotiations usually consisted of raises no smaller than 6 to 7%. So the fact that the NFA is asking for just a bit over 1% raise for the entire faculty tells us that the collective bargaining team NFA agenda is not geared toward benefiting any faculty other than themselves. They are trying to pass their own agenda disguised as a contract and raise for the faculty. Please do not allow them to get away with this. It would be unfair to everyone who has had to actually put forth an effort and give their time and money for tenure. Thank you for your time and effort, but most of all, thank you for not going along with the NFA agreement. Second one is from Jennifer Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. As CSN NFA's outgoing president and a long-serving member of the faculty bargaining team, I take this opportunity to express my excitement and gratitude at seeing CSN's first collective bargaining agreement come before this board today for your approval. Though I never once doubted along our negotiations journey that this day would eventually arrive, I feel fortunate to experience it with my CSN friends and colleagues before my retirement from NSU employment becomes official later this month. Much more than luck made this CBA possible, however, and I am especially thankful for both negotiating teams' steadfast commitment to the goal of achieving a good contract, for President Zaragoza's and our Faculty Senate's leadership in shared governance, and for our academic faculty members' resounding approval of the necessary concessions, making ours a fiscally responsible contract for trying economic times. Finally, I gratefully anticipate this board's approval. With this action, you foster a brighter future for CSN, the one that faculty and administrators will create collaboratively, serving the students' first mission and promoting student achievement and prosperity within the framework of partnership, shared interest, and mutual agreement that collective bargaining brings to shared governance. Thank you. The next one is from Miguel Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. I want to commend the board for their thorough research, transparency, and leadership during the chancellor search process. From the candidate CVs and public interviews, it is in the interest of the community that I serve to express that Dr. Monroe would be the ideal candidate to keep the system progressing toward the NC strategic, particularly in light of access, closing the achievement gap, and research. The next one is from Patricia Vasquez, V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z. As a CSN faculty member, I wish to send my sincerest thanks to the Regents for approving our new collective bargaining agreement. The next one is from Barbara Bird, B-I-R-D. As a CSN faculty member, I thank the Regents for approving our new collective bargaining agreement. The next one is from Todd Moffett, M-O-F-F-E-T-T. I support the hard work that my colleagues have done to bring this contract to your attention. My hope is that it will set out the standard for amicable bargaining. Next one is from Colleen Geravo, G-E-R-A-D-O. As a CSN faculty member, I thank the Regents for approving our new collective bargaining agreement. The next one is from John Aliano, A-L-I-A-N-O. As a CSN faculty member and a member of the NFA collective bargaining team, I am extremely happy this proposal is on today's agenda. We are grateful for the Chancellor's and Regents' support of the contract, as well as our colleagues' support of the revised contract's necessary concessions. We are optimistic about the future of shared governance and student success at CSN with our first CBA. And the last one is from Tina, and I hope I pronounce this correctly, Elopoulos, E-L-I-O-P-U-L-O-S. As a CSN faculty member, I am grateful to the Regents for their consideration of the new collective bargaining agreement. Your supportive efforts are appreciated. Mr. Chair, that completes all of the public comment that I have received up to this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gold. We'll now go to item number two, consent items. Do I have a motion for approval of the consent agenda?
Since you didn't ask them to text, I think you should just ask for someone to say it orally, if you don't mind.
Okay. So a motion from Regent Trachuk and a second from Regent McMichael. Any questions or comments on the consent agenda? Mr. Gould, will you do a roll call vote?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regent Moran. Regent Page.
Yes.
Regent Perkins.
Aye.
Regent Trachuk.
Aye.
Regent Carter.
Aye.
Regent Carvalho.
Aye.
Regent Del Carlo.
Aye.
Vice Chair Dubrava.
Aye.
Chair Geddes.
Aye.
Regent Hayes.
Yes.
Regent Levine.
Aye.
Regent McAdoo?
Yes.
Regent McMichael?
Yes.
We can't hear you, Regent McMichael. Are you muted?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you saying yes, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. We will now go to item number 3, appointment, Chancellor, Nevada System of Higher Education. I just wanted to mention a few notes here. I know when we decided to launch this search last fall, we had some concerns based on pending legislation that had been approved on being able to get a candidate pool. I would like to say I think the search turned out very well. We did hire academic search. We did get 39 applications. 25% were minority, 31 men, 8 women. 4 of the candidates had prior chancellor or system of higher education officer experience. There were 8 campus presidents, 7 senior system officers, and 4 state or federal candidates. The search committee did its due diligence and came up with a finalist candidate yesterday to recommend to the full board. I would like to have Jay and Bill from Academic Search introduce the finalist, and then we'll turn over to Search Chair Del Carlo for some comments. So Jay or Bill, which of you would like to introduce the finalist?
Very happy to do that, Jason. This is Jay. Really, without further ado, let me just say we're very happy to have served as your partner through this process. We have had extraordinary support from you, Mr. Chair, and also the Chair of the Search Committee. I also want to make special note of thanks to Dean Gould and to Carrie for being with us through the logistics in an unexpected time. And thanks to all of the regents and all of the Search Advisory Committee members for their significant contributions in helping to create the leadership profile that we use for recruitment purposes, and for the very important work that they shared in most impressive ways through the course of yesterday. The outcome of that search, of course, and the recommendation of your search committee is that Dr. Melody Rose, who is currently the owner and principal of Rose Strategies, a consulting firm serving the interests of higher education. She has served previously as the president of Merrill Hurst University in Oregon, and also for a time as the chancellor of the Oregon University system after a series of faculty and administrative positions that she held at Portland State. Dr. Rose has a bachelor's degree from the University of California, Santa Cruz, and a master's degree and PhD from Cornell University. With that, Mr. Chair, that will serve as our introduction.
Thank you. Regent Del Carlo.
Thank you, Chair Geddes. I really had the distinct pleasure of leading this search, and it was a really wonderful experience. I guess I stand corrected. I said yesterday we had 40 candidates. So thank you, Chair Geddes. You corrected me. We had 39. But we had
we had one that withdrew, so you were technically right.
Oh, I like to be right. Thank you. That's okay.
You're both right.
Okay, thank you. I like that too. It's even better. I think that when you start these searches, it's so important to get the profile right. And we worked really hard on that last November 22nd. And I really encouraged everybody to read that profile a few times. And the things that really stood out for me in that profile for what we needed came back to, certainly leadership goes without saying. And the legislative, public policy, political, we're in a unique situation here in Nevada. And we have a ballot measure, and whichever way this ballot measure, that's up to the will of the voters. I think Dr. Rose would be a marvelous champion to lead us through it either way with her deep chops in that arena. And she also, which I thought was so important, She really understands where our students are coming from, and we're only in this business to help students make their lives better. And what she said, you know, you're getting people out of poverty, breaking that cycle, and then giving them opportunities. And my story with many of us in this room is probably very similar, being that first-generation student. And so with that, I would make a motion to hire Dr. Melody Rose as the next chancellor of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Second.
I have a motion from Regent DelCarlo and a second from Regent Trachok, and that motion is to hire Dr. Rose with the terms and conditions that were posted on the website last night, with one minor correction that Mr. Pagali is going to state on the record here. Mr. Pagali.
Thank you very much, Chair Geddes. Zalan Bogala, for the record, Deputy General Counsel for System Administration. Regents, I would like to bring your attention to page 9, section 7.2. Minor corrections or changes in that section. So, first line, the phrase presented to, which is changed to offered. Second line, the phrase interested in was changed to a finalist for. And last line, the phrase opportunity or interest was changed to event. So it would read, it now reads as follows. The parties agree that should another employment opportunity be offered to employee, or should employee be a finalist for another position as a chancellor, president, or other executive level position at any institution of higher education, an employee shall immediately notify the chair of the Board of Regents in writing of such event.
Thank you, and we'll make sure that the corrected version gets out to all of the board after the meeting, and after it is signed, we'll get them out to everybody. So, Mr. Gould, did you have a...
Yeah, Regent
Levine, did I do something wrong?
Regent Levine is asking to make a comment, please. You did nothing wrong. Regent Levine.
Thank you, Chair Geddes. One thing I did want to have a conversation about in this body was Section 5.4 on the housing and automobile allowance. There's two parts to this. One, I have tremendous appreciation that Dr. Rose is going to be entering this position. Thank you for applying for this position. You're going to do a marvelous job. And I also do very much believe that women should make the same amount of money as their male colleagues. However, in the economic recovery phase that our country and especially the state of Nevada is going through, I do want to ask this body to consider a freeze for 1 year on 5.4A, 5.4B, and for 5.5 on the host account to be minimized to at least 50%. Thank you.
To Regent Levine, are you offering that up as a friendly amendment to the motion?
I am, only so that we can show our students, staff, faculty, and all those who we serve that we are willing to do a shared sacrifice. I have no doubt that Dr. Rose would want to come into this position showing that she would be willing to do that shared sacrifice as well, so I do want to make that friendly amendment. Thank you.
Okay, so Regent DeCarlo, since this was your motion, do you accept that amendment?
No, I do not.
Okay, and since you do not, then I don't need to ask Regent Trachok, who seconded it. So the motion that's on the floor is the motion to approve the contract with the minor modifications as outlined by Council Bogoli, and I'll do a roll call vote, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Regent Page. Regent Page, are you there?
Yes, I had to just get back, get it off of mute. Yes.
Thank you. Regent Parkins.
Yes.
Regent Trachok.
Aye.
Regent Carter.
Yes.
Regent Carvalho.
Aye.
Regent DelCarlo.
Aye.
Vice Chair Dubrava.
Aye.
Chair Geddes.
Aye.
Regent Hayes.
Yes.
Regent Levine.
Yes.
Regent McAdoo.
Yes.
Regent McMichael?
Yes.
Regent Moran? Unanimously passes. Congratulations.
Thank you. Chancellor Rose, would you like to say a few words?
That sounds good. There we go. Chair Geddes, Vice Chair Dubrovna, Insert Chair Del Carlo, and members of the Board of Regents, thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'd like to offer thanks to all of you, but also to Chancellor Riley, his gracious and hardworking staff, the members of the search committee, and the faculty, staff, and students who participated in the events of this search. Thank you for inviting me to assume the chancellor's position. It is a great honor to be selected from among a very competitive field, and I thank you for entrusting this vital work to me at this very challenging moment. Today, higher education, and in fact the world at large, faces unprecedented challenges. But in my belief, in times of great challenge come times of great opportunity to reimagine ourselves and our institutions as even better and stronger than they were before. I look forward to facing these challenges with you and bringing positive transformational change for the students of this great system. Together, we will advance the Nevada System of Higher Education mission, transforming lives and communities through equity and strategic partnership. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Rose, and welcome. I would also like to thank Jane Bill with Academic Search. As I went through the pool there, I think they did a great job in getting us candidates, and the ultimate candidate that we selected in Dr. Rose. I would also like to thank them and Carol and SES and Dean and Carrie and our staff. This was a difficult search logistically to get through, but we got through it to a very successful conclusion. So thank you for all that work, and thank you, Vice Chair-elect Del Carlo, for all your efforts in that. With that, we will now go to item number four, new business. Is there any new business? I'm seeing no one in the queue. We will go to item number five, public comment. Mr. Gold.
Thank you. I only have one additional public comment. Mr. Chair, it's from Valerie Hecht, H-E-C-H-T. As a CSN faculty member, I thank the regions for approving our new collective bargaining agreement. That is all the public comment that I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Hearing no other public comment, we stand adjourned.